Tell us about your journey from Bobby to Tenet. You are a veteran actress, an icon, someone the entire world watched growing up and they've been dancing to your songs. After working in many Hindi films, how does it feel working in a Hollywood film for the first time?
I had said very, very early in my career that by the time I'm 50, I'll be in Hollywood. I mean, that was like a big statement that I tried to make. It's 13 years late, but boy, it's fantastic. Finally, to be in Hollywood with a Christopher Nolan film is unbelievable, unbelievable. I have not been able to assimilate the entire experiences yet, and that's always been my problem. I've never sort of been able to appreciate what I have at the moment. And then later on, I'm like, oh my God, oh my God. And that's what I've been doing after I finished filming with him. I've just been doing, oh my God, I've done a Christopher Nolan film. While I was filming it, I was not aware at all, you know. I'm a little crazy like that. But it's just fantastic. It's made me so happy, so happy. I'm so grateful to Christopher Nolan for giving me this opportunity. And I have been his biggest fan, let me tell you that. I have seen The Prestige. That's one of my favorite films. I've seen it 4 times. And I just I can see it again. And I went and told my nephew, I said, you know, if you want to see a cinematic experience, if you want to feel it, come and see this film. This is what cinema is all about. Because he completely transports you into a different world. And it's absolutely beautiful. Is that fantastic?
Great. And the next question is, how was it like working with the cast of Tenet, and how were you approached for this iconic film by Nolan?
I got a call saying that they wanted me to do an audition for Christopher Nolan. And I didn't believe it because I thought it's a crank call, you know. And my nephew got so excited, onto Christopher Nolan. I said, listen, you know, chill. It could be a crank call. Somebody's just trying to pull my leg, you know. And then, boom, they said, okay, audition. And I saw the audition and I said, oh my God, I can't do this. I have so many lines. I'm not going to be able to do this. And I have a problem with my lines. So I tried every trick in my book, all my fears and insecurities to sort of try and run away from it. But thank the Lord, I don't know what better sense prevailed. And I said, okay, let me give it a shot. Let me see. My problem was not that I didn't want to do a Christopher Nolan film. My problem was, will I be able to do it? Will I be able to deliver? That was my problem. Okay. So anyway, I got over the fear. And then he was in Mumbai for a recce for Tenet. And he asked me to audition. They asked me that to audition for them. So I went there very happily to audition for them, thinking that I'm not going to get a part. So I might as well go and get a picture with Christopher Nolan and my nephew, because he's also a very big fan. And we did the audition, and I got home thinking that, fine, it's been a great day. At least I can say that I auditioned for Christopher Nolan. I didn't know I was going to get the part. So I was happy just doing the audition for him, you know. And then... I don't know how I got the part. I still don't know how I got it. I sincerely don't know how I got it.
What was your reaction when you were asked to play the role in the film and when you read the script? So you kind of answered the first part, but maybe the second part about when you read the script for the film.
Well, I read the script, and for the life of me, for the first 30 to 40 pages, I couldn't understand what the hell was happening. Not that I understood it at the end of it either, but it was not so bad. Then I sort of, you know, got the idea of what is happening and where it's going. And having said that, I've read the script, I've worked in it, I've seen the film, and yet I need to see it again, because he is so brilliant with his storytelling that you can't sort of assimilate everything in one go. You have to see it again to realize what he's doing actually. Brilliant craftsman.
And the next question is, how was your experience like working with Christopher Nolan? And did you get to also work with one of the producers, Emma Thompson?
Oh, Emma was very, very lovely. Very lovely. Very kind. My daughter was there with me, and we went out to dinner, me and my daughter. It was her birthday. And when we went to pay for it, it was like, no. the Nolans have taken care of it. I mean, they were so sweet. It was, you know, and they were very, very kind. And Emma is a very strong force there because she looks into everything, which is wonderful. And she knows exactly what Christopher wants. And she coordinates it beautifully. And I had a fantastic relationship with my darling, Ragnus, JD. We had a lovely relationship. You know, after a couple of shots here and there, he would say to me, that was a gangster shot, which I assume must be nice, yeah? And yeah, I assume that, yeah, gangster shot. That was a gangster shot. I mean, it was so cute, so cute. And we exchanged some recipes. He wanted some. I sent him a recipe of chicken martaban, which is just like pure chicken juice. And then I got him some machi fry from the house, which was like really hot. And he loved it. So it was very nice. The whole unit, it felt like one big family. Let me say that. I didn't feel like an outsider. I didn't feel like, you know, oh, I'm a smaller star. I'm none of that. Everybody was on par. And that's the beauty of his films. You know, I mean, you know, everybody had the same kind of makeup bands. One didn't have a bigger one. One didn't have a, it was all one size. Everybody was treated equally, which is wonderful.
Fans across the globe are loving your character. What's it like having to be on screen with a well-known cast that is not part of Hindi cinema? Do you ever feel energized when going into a role?
Well, all I can say is it's a dream come true. It's a dream come true, and Christopher Nolan has resurrected me, literally resurrected me. I'm a very, I don't like to come out of my comfort zone, and I'm a very reluctant actor, let's put it that way. And he really got me out over there, and so I'm so thankful to him for that. And I had to keep telling myself that, listen, you're okay, you're fine. If Christopher Nolan is taking you, you're all right. So don't worry, just go ahead and do your work. So I used to talk to myself, you know, all the time. And every time, I would then shut myself up and say, okay, just shut up, okay? You're doing a Christopher Nolan film, so shut up. So I used to have this dialogue with myself. And yes, by doing this film and by him taking me in this film, he's helped me get a little bit of belief back in myself, in my craft.
Great. And then last question we have is, many say that there's a huge difference in work ethic between Hindi cinema and Hollywood cinema. Do you feel that? And what are your thoughts on it?
I don't think there's a huge difference. I think there would have been earlier, in the earlier days, but I think the cinema works. Hindi cinema is just as disciplined, if not more, you know. There's no more faffing around. It's all work oriented, and everybody's geared towards, you know, doing their work. So it's the same here. Otherwise, I don't think I would have been able to cope up there. You know what I mean? It's because of the discipline I have here with the Hindi cinema that I was able to sort of do that there.
I think that's it for this recording. So I'm just going to stop it.